This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you so much, ICANN staff, and welcome everyone to the Cross-Community Working Group on Enhancing ICANN Accountability Workstream 2 Human Rights Subgroup Meeting 33 on August 22nd, 1900 UTC on the dot. We have an exciting agenda today, but first of all, ICANN staff, can you take the roll call from the Adobe Connect room? And can those who are on the phone bridge but who are not in the Adobe room please make themselves known for the roll call? Perfect. So that means we can go ahead. We have received apologies from Matthew Shears, Jorge Cancio, and Eichmann Scalise, Cavour Sariste, and Rude Daniel. But we still have enough people in the call to go ahead, luckily enough. Does anyone have an update to their statement of interest? No updates to that. Then does anyone have any additions to the agenda point for today, which is discussing the draft email and the document? Discussing our comments on the public comments for submission to the CCWG. No additions to that, then let's get to it. After finalizing our discussion of the comments last week, Bernie and I got an email to the CCWG together. And we also summarized the comments and our analysis and the responses to that on the public comments in a document, which we've shared with you about 6 days ago. And I've also just shared it with you today as a small reminder. I would like to go over the email with you today so that we can agree on it and then share it with the CCWG, so we can finalize this part of our work in the subgroup. And while Brenda is reading my mind and putting the email up there. So the email reads as follows: the Cross-Community Working Group on Enhancing ICANN's Accountability Human Rights Subgroup would like to sincerely thank those who have taken the time and effort to submit public comments. Oh, there should be an S in there. I see that. So let me quickly open the document so I can make live improvements so nothing gets lost. Comments to the framework of interpretation and consideration documents during the public comment period. The subgroup has analyzed and discussed the comments at great length and came to the following conclusions. The mandate of the group does not include suggesting any changes to the ICANN bylaws. This includes the bylaw on human rights. As such, any comments that would require changing the bylaws cannot be accepted. This is the case for comments recommending changes in the hierarchy of core values as outlined in the bylaw, or for comments pertaining to the use of the term applicable law, which is part of ICANN's human rights bylaw. The subgroup does not recognize that the documents mentioned in the footnotes are not necessarily an exhaustive list of human rights documents, and therefore the text has been changed from including to including but not limited to, for purposes of clarity. Finally, no new references to any instrument in general or the UN Guiding Principles for Business and Human Rights in particular have been added. The conclusion of the subgroup is that the current proposed wording is a careful balance between the different opinions held in the ICANN community, particularly considering the remit of ICANN's mission. The Human Rights Subgroup has developed a document which lists a response to each of the major comments submitted to the public consultation and is including it in this email for reference by the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2. This will be published on the public consultation website as part of the standard process. As such, the Human Rights Subgroup is submitting its final recommendations for an Human Rights Framework of Interpretation to the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 for approval, given the submissions made in the public comment process and the minimal changes that have been made to the documents to address here. The Human Rights Subgroup does not believe it is necessary that this version be posted for a further round of public comments. So as you can see, there is... first of all, does anyone have any comments on this text? Does anyone have any other additions? No? David McCauley. David, please come in.
Niels, hi. David McCauley for the record. I have no addition to make, and I think this sounds fine, but I just wanted to make one point of clarification, and it might have been my phone, but I thought that when you read through the document, you may have added a word in paragraph 4. That's the paragraph that reads, the subgroup does recognize that the documents mentioned in the footnotes are not necessarily an exhaustive list, etc. I thought I heard you say the subgroup does not recognize that the documents. So my apologies if I got that wrong, but I just wanted to clarify that that paragraph reads, that the subgroup does recognize that the documents mentioned in the footnote are not necessarily an exhaustive list, etc. That's the only comment I have. Thank you.
Your reading is exactly right, David. And then I would like to ask whether anyone has any problem of adding the text suggested by Jorge that the Brazilian government does not agree on this text to that email, perhaps as a postscript at the bottom of the email. And I would like to see whether people would have a problem with that. Greg, please come in.
I didn't raise my hand with regard to that question. Just to state that I do support this language. I know Colin had one suggestion to leave out the word does in the fourth paragraph, and so it's just to be the subgroup recognizes. I think that probably is, you know, just as clear, if not a little clearer, and avoid the chance of what happening, as unlikely as that is. A little more vernacular, too. As somebody who's monolingual, I have to have some skill set. With regard to the potential contribution by the Brazilian government, and assuming that is, you know, Jorge is speaking for the if Jorge is not speaking for the Brazilian government, it would be Tiago, right?
So this would be the text.
These responses are not endorsed
or supported by the representative of Switzerland who is member of this subgroup.
Right. I guess we need to look at the charter of the CCWG and see how it deals with non-consensus. I believe there's a particular method. I think everyone compromises to get to a particular point. I don't know if this is time and place for a minority statement. I think we should look into this and see what the proper protocol is for this. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Greg, I see Bernie's hand is up. Bernie, please come in.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Bernie. Thank you.
Excellent. Having drafted some of the documents from WorkStream 1 where there were some minority opinions, the way we've dealt with this in the past is in the report itself to include the minority opinion as an annex to allow the dissenting group to have some room to, without being overly longer than the report or anything like that, but have some room to state their point and in any and refer to that annex in the executive summary as such. So that's been the history on this. It's the group's decision whether to do this or not, obviously. But you certainly have four participants in and four governments agreeing to this text. And so you should consider that when making your decision. I don't think it's very complicated to do, and it would probably allow us to get done. But over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bernie. Yeah, I'm a bit, what I'm still not completely clear about is I don't think Brazil is a member of this subgroup, and I haven't heard the UK government speak out on this. I've only heard from Jorge, who is a member, and Thiago, who is not a member as far as I know. And Mark was still consulting, and Cavus noted that we didn't have a consensus. So your proposed way forward is offering to them to add a minority statement to the final CCWG report, or to the FOI that we would submit to the plenary.
What I was suggesting is in the bundled FOI submission to the plenary as part of the official final report that we have an annex that is that minority statement. And we should offer that to them. They can coordinate amongst themselves and see what they want to include as text in that. And then we would just throw it into annex is what I was proposing. I'll also note that although we have not heard from Mark Carvel on this, when we were discussing the comments, let's just remember Mark Carvel did provide a comment that he was extremely disappointed that the UK government's comment would not be considered in any way, and that this might have repercussions when the GAC considered our full proposal from Washington, too. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bernie. I see David's hand is up. David, please come in.
Thank you, Niels. David McCauley again for the record. I support what Bernie just said, as also I think Cheryl has indicated her support for that in the chat. I just wanted to mention that the one benefit of that is it allows those who differ to put in their own words the position. And I know that Jorge and Mark and the Brazilian representative have, you know, stated principled, passionate positions, and they can put them in their words. Doesn't need to be long, I'm sure. Rather than have us vote on what might be the wording in sort of a covering note. So I think that makes eminent sense. I would note, I think, from last week's call that Mark in the chat said he was going to discuss it with his own government. So I think the point he was making is he may come back to us with a comment. And if we choose this way that Bernie outlined, that would give Mark a way to put his wording on the report. So thanks, Niels. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Mark. Greg, thank you very much, David. Sorry, that's exactly what also I remembered from Mark. Thanks. Greg, please come in.
Thanks. I looked at the charter for Workstream 1 to get the information that we're discussing. As we probably all know, but always helpful to remind, the chair, or rapporteur in this case, is responsible for designating positions having either full consensus, a position where no minority disagrees, identified by an absence of objection or consensus, a position where a small minority disagrees but most agree. In the absence of full consensus, the chairs should allow for the submission of minority viewpoints, and these, along with the consensus view, shall be included in the report. One other thing is important, especially given your citation to Cavus's statement. Any member who disagrees with the consensus-level designation made by the chairs or believes that his or her contributions are being systematically ignored or discounted should first discuss the circumstance with the relevant subgroup chair or the XCCWG co-chairs. In the event that the matter cannot be resolved satisfactorily, the group member should request an opportunity to discuss the situation with the chairs of the chartering organizations or their designated representatives. So first, it seems to me that if we are sending this forward, that in fact a consensus decision, and that Cavus's statement that we do not have consensus is a disagreement with the consensus level designation that we have. Since if we're not acting by full consensus or consensus, we're not acting at all. So I think we need to be more clear that what in fact we have is consensus, and what we have is a minority where viewpoints can be included in the report. However, and it seems like we have some latitude for how we do that. But we also need to be clear that there's a consensus, and if anybody wants to challenge that consensus, they need to bring it up to you and then move on to the co-chair. And as such, I think we endanger ourselves in a sense if we shy away from the idea that we actually made a decision here, and that in fact the only way to make a decision is by consensus or full consensus.
Hey Greg, I'd like to confirm that we have a consensus here in this call on this document. I asked if people have opinions against this, and people do not seem to hold any points against this text or the analysis that we shared and discussed. So we have a consensus on this, but we can offer the people who do not agree with this to have their minority position as suggested by Bernie. So that seems to be a way forward. And then quoting the text that you just that you just mentioned, I will send that message to the government so that they can come with that statement, and then all together we can submit it to the CCWG. Would that work for everyone? Does anyone, I see Cheryl's hand is up. Cheryl, please come in.
Thank you very much, Neil. Cheryl Langdonell for the record. I just wanted to make sure with what you just said that we weren't unnecessarily likely to delay the passing on of our report to the CCWG, waiting for a formal minority report to go to the CCWG. I believe that we can inform the CCWG that we expect a minority report from one or more governments, and that that will be passed on to them as soon as practical to be dealt with as per the terms of our charter and the charter of the CCWG. Thanks.
I see Bernie's hand up. Hand is up. Bernie, could you shed a bit more light on the proper process for that?
Unfortunately, I find myself in a difficult position and rare one of disagreeing with Cheryl. A final report that is submitted to the plenary is a final report. You can't submit it and say there will be a dissenting opinion, because what the plenary has to look at is the full report and make a judgment if it's going to pass first and second reading. So, unfortunately, I can't agree with that. This being said, if we don't make Wednesday this week, it's not the end of the world. We are well within our time boundary. Since the report itself has not significantly changed, I doubt the plenary will be looking for a second public comment. So if the report only gets submitted on the next date, which, by the way, I can confirm right now, would be mid-September, then we are absolutely fine. So if you want to do that, there's no problem. The due date for the next for the plenary after August is 20 September, and the plenary is slated for Wednesday, 27 September. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bernie. That's very insightful. Sharon's hand is up. Cheryl, please come in.
Thank you, Cheryl, again. I don't mind if any disagrees with me. I think we probably need to look at this as an option. I am also aware that it is perfectly possible for members of the CCWG who are not part of our work track to, in CCWG deliberations, seek to put in a minority report regarding this matter, and indeed any matter. And so there may be some wiggle room if we were to annotate the letter as was originally suggested earlier in today's call, which gives clear notice that this is our final report, but that not everyone agreed. And, of course, then the right for the government to jointly or severally put in minority reports. So the CCWG is left to them. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't do exactly as David also says, and that is give a particular and specific deadline. But I do think that if those deadlines can't be met, it would be extremely unfortunate that our report were to be delayed past a point of no return. So I just wanted to be real clear that we watch this extraordinarily closely. We could put in a final report that just said, oh, and not everyone disagrees, not everyone agrees, or we could do as David has now said and give a deadline. And we all know how good people are meeting deadlines. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. I see Bernie's hand is up. Bernie, please come in.
Greg was first, so I'll let him go first.
Greg, please come in.
Thank you. Just briefly, I think we may be getting wrapped around the axle here a little bit. Unless we want to get really beholden to past practice, the charter just states that those who disagree shall be given an opportunity. Well, what exactly what it says? It says the chair should allow for the submission of minority viewpoints. One could interpret that as that taking Jorge's statement as it is his submission of a minority viewpoint, and just include it. I would also note that Jorge, in an email, also contested that what we have here is consensus. So on the one hand, we can either essentially ratify that what we already have is consensus and that what we have here is a submission of a minority viewpoint, and we move on, or we should formally announce that maybe again that what we have here is consensus and that we are now allowing for the submission of minority viewpoints as per the charter due by X date. Either way, I think we need to be clear that we have a consensus where a small minority disagrees. So that's and either we state that we have consensus and ask for those viewpoints, or we have already stated we have consensus and the viewpoint has been submitted. One choice will get us done faster. Another one might close the door tighter on objections to the standing of our report.
Bernie, please come in.
Thank you, Niels. First of all, I will note something that's not in our charter, but has been part of our common practice since WorkStream 1, is the two-reading approach. So, yes, this document was provided about a week ago. This is the first time the group has met to consider it. So technically, although I really understand what Greg is saying, I'm also very conscious of affording everyone, that we respect common practice. And common practice has been, as we all know, to do two readings on things. So if we say that this is our first reading, we have consensus on the document. We understand, unfortunately, that it's not unanimous, and offer the possibility to integrate minority statements into the final document, and that people have 1 week to do that. And we will finalize this as our second reading at the next meeting. Then I think all is pretty much fair, and if people can't get their statements in, well, then that's too bad. And we've followed our two readings process, which is fairly common. But anyway, this is my suggestion to you.
Bernie, that sounds excellent, and I think that that is a very good way forward. So let's summarize. We're going to call this a finalized first reading of the document we want to submit to the CCWG. Next week we're going to do the second reading, and in the meantime we're opening up for 1 week for a minority statement we will then include in our submission to the CCWG. Has anyone got any issues with that? So people agree. I think that's an old hand from Bernie. Yes, that's gone. I see. Perfect. That means we are done with our first reading. We'll go ahead and I will draft an email communicating this to the list. Thank you all very much. Or does anyone have any other business they would like to discuss? None? Then thank you very much. Have a great remainder of the day or the evening, and looking forward to see you all next week. Thanks very much for the constructive collaboration. Bye all.
Thanks everyone. Bye.